Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Small faith, because I'm telling you, the smallest things have the largest consequence. They can become
huge, and it can be a
snowball effect. It will become a snowball effect, and I'm telling you, you don't know what you are unleashing in your life, in your generation, in your bloodline, because you refuse to recognize your weakness. Everyone got weakness. Even as I speak to you, General April has weaknesses. General Andrew, everyone on our leadership team, my daughter, everybody has a weakness. That's fine. It's okay. I'm not upset at that, but it's how you refuse to now awaken yourself to it is what angers me. It angers me because I want to see people successful. My calling in this life is to help people, is to coach them, is to empower them. So I have a godly anger because when I see something that I know you have the power to correct, that you have the confidence within you that you need to burst out, that you can now go boldly and you can tackle all of these challenges in your life to be better, I get a little bit angry because I'm like, I'm rooting for you. I know you can do it. You have it in you. No more, I'm telling you,
no more, God.
Do you have to be in this despair. You can go into the season of prosperity, but it depends on you. These people like that, that have that fire like I do, we sometimes want it so bad that we end up wanting it bad and even more than the person.
To the point
that we almost start living for them. We start now treating them like a baby. We now start trying to make decisions for them. But God has to slap my hand and say, no, that is not your job. Your job is to equip them, but not to live for them. They have to be accountable for their action.
Amen.
We all have weaknesses. We read and we know that scripture in Romans 3:23 about how all have sinned. People love that scripture when they fall down and when they want to do what they want to do. But I'm telling you, it doesn't end right there. Many camouflage their weaknesses. But you got to always remember that those around you, oh, they contain weaknesses too. And misery loves company. Beware of who's patty cake your sin.
Tell the truth, Mom.
Beware. Who's patty caking your sin? Because the people that, oh, it's okay. You're just human. You know, God knows your heart. We all have sin. And you're just like, thank you so much. Because it's just, this life is so hard. It's okay, huh? Listen, I bought a fifth for you. Here you go. Here's some vodka. Girl, I know how you like it. I know how you like that Remy. Here you go. We're going to knock it out tonight. It's okay. Everybody needs to just decompress. And then you're just like, okay, you're falling into it. And you're just letting somebody take you right into your sin. But failure is discerned there. You got to understand the people that patty cake you. You got to be aware and say, wait a minute, why are you patty caking my sin? What sin you got going on? Because I'm apparently making you feel better about something you're not doing too. So together, y'all, you want to sin together. No. So you got to discern
there
as well because it would destroy you.
Amen.
The Father is fully aware. Yes, he's fully aware of your personal weaknesses. Everybody has a different weakness. Everybody does. My weaknesses might be a little bit different than yours. Yours might be different than your husband's. It might be different than your siblings. It might be different than your children. But you must recognize that some of it might be the same, but your dominant. See, we got many weaknesses, but let's tackle the dominant one. And if you don't know what your dominant weakness is, and if you are foolish enough to say, I don't have a dominant weakness, then you're going to hell. Let me just tell you that. Because somebody going to lie to you, and you believe that lie. And you just bought a ticket to hell because if you feel like you don't have a dominant weakness, you are not human because everybody has a dominant weakness.
Amen.
If you are not human, what are you? Please submit yourself to scientific study so that they can recognize what type of hybrid person you are. So you must understand and not be not so perfect and high and mighty where you can't even see the wood in your own eye, the speck in your own eye.
Assess yourself.
Take some time today. You're not that busy. This thing's going to save your life. If you can't take time to assess yourself, how foolish are you? I will always, hear me well, I will always make time to assess myself. I will always make time to assess my weaknesses. I will always make time to assess those around me, because if I don't, it will affect me. It will affect my kingdom. It will allow me to be vulnerable. It will affect my livelihood. It may even put me on a path of poverty. It has a domino effect. So I will always make time to see, hey, Pearl, what's up? I haven't talked to you in about 2 days. Is everything okay? What's been going on in your mind? What type of thoughts have you been thinking? What is in your heart? What have you gotten away from God today? What's going on? Have you read your word? Have you prayed? You've been busy? What's going on? I will always talk to April, and I encourage you to talk to yourself. I encourage you to really and not run
yes,
from your ugliness, because a lot of people want to run from their ugliness because they don't want to face it. You got to understand that your weakness is the entry point for demonic spirits. That's the only way he enters. That's the only way he gets power from your life. You got to know that the enemy, Satan, entered Judas. If you read that in John 13 and 26, Satan entered Judas through his weakness, mm-hmm. his lust and love for money, mm-hmm. his lust and love for power, for acceptance, for recognition. And the enemy said, I'll take advantage of that. Thank you for opening up the door. You got to understand that God will make every effort to reveal your weakness to you before it destroys you. He loves you that much. That's why it's so important to be on the line. It might be something that the word of God is being taught, like today, like last Sunday, like on Wednesdays, like on life empowerment class. It might be something that is brought forth that is going to warn you. It might come through a commercial. It might come through a billboard as you're driving on the highway. It might come through a post that is on social media. God is trying to get your attention. Don't do that. Change your mindset.
Yes,
don't
yes.
make that decision. Amen, don't you, you know he's married. You know you're married. You know that you shouldn't be doing that. You know you shouldn't have watched the porn. I mean, it's something that God is going to reveal. And you're going to be like, man, what are the odds that I got three of these type of warnings today? Because God loves you and he wants to expose you. This is why he even warns in Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The Lord himself was warning Simon. And like so many of us, we're like, oh, we'll be okay. It's okay. I can handle it. I got it. But a lot of us don't understand that when the Lord is warning you, he understands, like in the New Testament, he said, every time I go to do well, my flesh is always weak. My flesh
Amen.
Is always willing. So you got to understand that you can't have it so in the bag like I got this, because the enemy knows you. He knows your bloodline. He knows your great, 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 great nanny. He knows what's already a weakness to you that you don't even know is a weakness to you. He knows how to play on your emotions. He knows how to play on your sorrow, your defeat, and your insecurities to get you to be, in a hypothetical way, excited to try something new, try something that will make you confident, but in the wrong way. Somebody will be assigned by hell to feed and strengthen your weakness. You don't believe me? Then you got to read the word of God in
Amen.
Judges 16:4-5. In Judges 16:4-5, because you know the story with Delilah, right? How
mm-hmm.
she just rubbed on his head and his long hair and just seduced him. But all the while, she had a plan to cut. Oh, it's a good story. I'm not going to even tell you about the story. This is not that type of thing. Read Judges 16. Read Judges 16. Delilah was sent by Satan to destroy Samson. He will always, it's going to be a man of your dreams that's the right complexion, right height, right build, big penis. It don't matter. You're going to see it bulging from a mile away. God knows that's your weakness. The enemy's going to make sure you see the broad shoulders, the white teeth. He's going to pull up in a good car. Everything that you want materialistically and also for attraction purposely in appearance, that person is it. The Lord's going to make sure that she's Hispanic, she got long hair, she got a curvy booty, that she got that perfect leg. She's going to think everything you say is funny. Oh, you so funny. Because you know your wife stopped laughing at your jokes. Your wife stopped laughing at your jokes 4 years ago. So here come this little Hispanic woman saying, oh, you so funny. And she's just a damsel in distress, needs you for everything. God's going to make sure of it, even for your children. Watch it. The destruction, the temptation, who's been assigned
come on.
A lot of people. You got to assess. I'm a very, listen,
So true.
If you have worked as hard as I have, if you have fasted as many days as I have, if you have prayed for the hours, the hundreds of hours that I have, if you have done what me and General Andrew have done, you become very protective of your kingdom, and I monitor it. I look who's exiting, and I look who's now trying to come in. I look who's knocking at the doors of my kingdom. I look who's trying to get all in with us, whether it's on my side or his side. I look because I want to know, so some of you all couldn't even give me a list of two people who's assigned by hell to strengthen your weakness. Oh, I can give you a list because I recognize who has been sent from hell. I recognize through discernment and through the heart of who God has sent and who the enemy has sent as well. I can tell you who God sent. Yes, a lot of people can say, ooh, you've been sent by God. Thank you, Lord. But can you also give me a list of who's been sent by hell? Do you know your surroundings that well?
That's good.
My God.
Do you know your surroundings? Do you know your environment that well? See, it's the small things that you overlook that will destroy you. A good woman, a good man protects their own. So I'm always looking, here's a new person. Here's a new connect. What's going on? Lord, show me their heart. Because no man knows the heart save Jesus. I would never know the heart just by a prayer. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of me will say, let me show you something. They have been sent. They're an apostle. Watch it. Love them, but keep them afar. Don't let them get close. They're coming on an assignment. So if you can recognize that, guarantee you will stop making some of the decisions you are making that are stagnating you or halting you altogether, and it will place you on a cycle of a lifestyle of blessings. That's why nobody can stop us, not the people that are sent from hell to try and distract us, to try and, you know, troll our walls, to try and blaspheme against us, to try and blow up our names and say we are false prophets, we are witches and warlocks. They've taken my daughter's picture, blown it up on their wall and said she's a witch. They've taken my picture. Oh, they've created websites for us. All of that. I said, God, I thank you, because that's free advertisement. But I'm not distracted because I know my assignment, and I'm staying right there on the path. I want to allow these people to come in my inbox. I've had inboxes of men just showing me their penises. I laugh. I show it to my husband, and I say, block, gone. You ain't good. That's supposed to tempt me. I got a penis right here in my house, and it's good to me. Let me tell you something. If you have the same attitude, if you have the same attitude as I do, aggressive, the enemy can't find your weakness. He's like, man, I know what a mama did. I know what a grandma did. I know what the daddy did, but it's not working on her. It's not working on him. Why is it? Because you are recognizing it. You are addressing it. Ooh, this thing is rich. I'm telling you, I can do this for four Sundays. I could do a whole month on this because it's so much information. But I want to tell you, you got to remember some things, that what you fail, listen very, very closely. What you fail to destroy will eventually destroy you. Did you hear me well?
Yeah.
What you fail to destroy in your life will eventually destroy you. I don't care, and I'm going to go back to it, your diet. Because people don't, you know, they're thinking so deep. Oh, I got to destroy this. I don't want to commit an affair or have adultery or fornicate. It's a small thing, too, what you eat. If you don't get your diet under control, if you don't learn to get some physical activity in your life, in 10 years, 5 years, you're going to be at the doctor's office getting your fifth prescription. You're going to be sick. Your arteries are going to be clogged. Your heart is going to have a hard time. Your liver is going to be clogged. You're going to be constipated. So many toxins. You're going to break out your skin. So many things can happen to you. It will destroy you. So many people have gone to the grave early because they didn't eat right.
That's right.
I know two people. By name, one person just passed away, refused to change their diet, got diabetes type 2. The doctor said you can work with this. Diabetes is almost the easiest disease you can live with because it's controllable. All you have to do is exercise and watch the carb intake. This is so easy. And with the help of metformin and all that, it can keep it at bay. But if you don't change your diet, it will corrode your body.
That's
eventually,
right.
It corrodes the eye vessels in your blood, in your eyeball, and you go blind. This person went blind. You would think, okay, I don't lost my sight. Let me make a change. No, they lost their eyesight. They still kept eating what they wanted to eat, eating McDonald's, eating sugary barbecue ribs, all of that. And people are warning them. That's why you can't live for other people. And you got to let people make their own decision. They knew better, but they still ate the way they did. Now they lost circulation, had to cut off some of the eventually death. So with that being said, you must understand, people of God, you must understand two people I know have done this. Two people I know both went blind. Two people both have had amputation. and they still didn't change the diet, and it destroyed them.
Yeah.
People who can't get their lust under control. Oh, it's just a quickie here, a quickie there. I repent. His grace is sufficient. Got with the wrong person. And, you know, they went out of town. This one person I know went out of town to the Bahamas, found a good, strong Jamaican man. He gave her a good time, showed her the ins and outs, ended up having a quickie with him. Then when her departure came, he gave her a gift and said, don't open it until you get on the plane and it's taking off. She said, okay, and she giggled. She was all excited. Ooh, he gave me a gift, girl. And then when she got on the plane, and she opened up the box. Inside was a small casket. And the casket,
my
she
God.
Opened up the casket, was a note. And the note said, I have full-blown AIDS. The man set her up. The man took advantage of her stupidity. And let me tell you something. One decision, one unruly weakness destroyed her life. These are the things that you must understand. Have a quickie with a man, and you end up getting pregnant. You may not get an STD, but what if you get pregnant? Now you got a whole nother world to face. You got to tell your husband, this baby ain't yours. Destroying a whole lifetime. All of these things are so important. So you got to know that if you don't destroy it, it will destroy you.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.